This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. If you're tuning in, you are obviously someone that is looking for inspiration, you know, to lift your heart, lift your soul. That's me. I'm always looking for tools that help elevate my soul, some daily inspiration, daily motivation. In fact, it's really one of the main reasons why I host my show here. You know, I feel so deeply honored to be able to connect with so many people all around the world. You know, I don't have to just interview people in my own backyard anymore. The beauty of the internet, I interview people all over the world. And each and every one of the guests on my show inspires me equally as much as they inspire you. It's a great job. I'm so thankful to the founder here of Empower Radio and to my amazing producers that show up to help us continuously. Anthony, I'm patting you on the back today, so thank you so much for being here. And today, my guest, Elena Cochran, is a beautiful, beautiful soul whose intention, I think, is simply to inspire people to connect with nature and find ways to elevate their soul. And she has created some amazing inspirational pieces to really help us do that, to really help us kind of see nature, even if we can't be in nature, and have some inspirational quotes and words that go along with it. She's got beautiful decks and an amazing book called Reflections from a Healing Heart. The cover is stunning. So all of that will be available here on my page at Soulful Living. But enough of me talking. Welcome to Soulful Living, Elena.
Thank you so much. I'm really grateful to be here and really excited. So I appreciate it very much.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. So I feel like I want to talk about everything that you do, and we only have like 25 minutes, so we're going to give the listeners kind of a condensed version, but I'm looking at the cover, Reflections from a Healing Heart, and I sense that you've had your own healing journey, and that this is part of an offering to help people restore their own sense of healing. Am I correct with that?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I feel like, you know, most of us have our own healing to do in one way or another. And for me, going deep into my nature connection has really been my my tool mm-hmm. for my own personal healing. And mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you really stated it perfectly. Once I reached this place of creating these products, these tools, I'm really passionate about putting them out into the world and hopefully helping and sparking that connection in others.
Well, and in the book, I mean, each page spoke to me, you know,
makes me happy.
Yeah. I mean, I flip through it randomly and find a piece of information, but I thought it was so cool that the very first page that I opened to when I first received the book was Feed Your Soul. And I have goosebumps from head to toe because I thought, wow, you know, that's really amazing. And the synchronicity that you and I have, because I'm totally a nature mm-hmm. lover. We talked about it before you came on, that my husband and I just spent 4 hours down bird hunting, you know, in the middle of Detroit. There is an amazing park. So I'm right there with you. And I find that my deepest sense of inspiration and connection to creation comes in nature.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Me too. And And I feel, you know, I feel really strongly that our society has lost that connection. And I think we've been trained to look outward all the time, but not necessarily in an instance for connection, but almost in comparison. And mm-hmm. I feel like when we take, for me, this is really all about the power of the pause, you know, because everyone is so busy all the time, but yet we're surrounded by this beautiful world. And you can literally pause and look at a flower that's in a flower pot in front of a store as you're going into the grocery store, and you can still bring that to you. And mm-hmm. I feel like there's so much depth and healing potential if we just slow down and appreciate.
Yeah, it reminds me of that saying, you know, stop and smell the roses. And mm-hmm. I mean, really, you hit it. You hit it right mm-hmm. there. Because even if you are in the middle of the city, if you pay attention and pause, mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. is some element of nature that you can connect with.
Yeah, we can always look up and see the sky. I mean, the clouds are doing beautiful things all the time. And I think that there's a beautiful lesson. Mm-hmm. There's many beautiful lessons, but this is also for me about remembering that we're not separate. We are nature as well. And mm-hmm. and so all of these things that we're pausing and noticing, then we can actually begin to recognize those elements in ourselves. And again, I think it's a beautiful conduit for healing. Once yeah. we dissolve that supposed separation.
Right. In one of the images in the book, one of the reflections, you talk about how we are all part of the same stuff that created the stars, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I remember yeah. seeing that. Yeah. And, you know, we may have heard that in different ways. The way that you said it, though, I just remember, obviously, it stuck with me, right? It mm-hmm. stuck with me that we are part of that. Mm-hmm. And what better way to reinforce that than to look at something and say, oh, yeah, that's me, too.
Yeah, I am that.
And I am that.
And that is me. And so to that end, you know, I have a lot of intentions tied to this, but my hope is time spent with my images, you know, with my work will foster a deeper connection, gain, you know, help people gain appreciation for what we are always surrounded by, but then hopefully go beyond that to then recognize that we're all caretakers of this beautiful world. And so maybe that leads to picking up trash when you're not in your own front yard, but you're passing by and you feel deeply connected enough to the world as a whole, that then we all mm-hmm. begin to more consciously caretake. That's, you know, part of my little, I have a lot of hopes tied into these, but I feel like that connection is everything. And the more ways we can foster that, just the more we're able to live our unique expressions of who we are and why we're here. You know, you referenced the page Feed Your Soul, and at first glance, that's very simple, feed your soul, but really it's vital because we all have our unique expressions. Mm-hmm. For being here, just like nature. Nature is perfectly timed. There are no accidents. So we are that. We are here for our own unique expression that is us.
Absolutely. And we can take from nature something different than the person mm-hmm. next to us, because we are so yeah. uniquely different that, you know, they see something, may see something completely different than what we see. And yet mm-hmm. they can feel that similar sense of inspiration and deep connection.
Absolutely. I think it's unlimited potential there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, as As a shamanic practitioner, I teach people how to practice the shamanic journey, which is a type of meditation. We're just going to leave it at that. Very simple. But I tell people
I have
their
shamanic background as well.
Oh, yay. That's why we
connect another reason
even further.
I was drawn to you.
Yeah. Well, I know that we will connect further from this. I really do. I know that we will. But so as I'm looking at your cards, as I'm looking at your cards and I'm thinking, this is an opportunity for somebody to step into their own path of revelation. You know, we were talking about the differences of me looking at one at a flower and you looking at the same flower, but coming back with something different. And that's how I feel about your work. I want to kind of rewind here a little bit. You said something about I am. And one of the decks that you have is the I am deck. And you talk about how you feel like I am are the two most powerful words of our language. Let's talk about that. Why?
Yeah. Because in a sense it's a prayer. And you know, if you ascribe to the philosophy that everything is energy, well, what you put behind I am is energy. So what energy are you going to put out in the world? We're all creators. It's just whether or not we are consciously creating. And so whatever we put behind I am is essentially what we're stating to the world that we will become or that we're owning for ourselves. And so, so I wanted to create that deck. It's the I am affirmations paired with flowers because I feel like what's more uplifting than flowers, you know, they're so light and effervescent and they just make you feel good. And so I felt like marrying those two things, uplifting affirmations with beautiful images of flowers, would just be a resource for people to access when they need that boost, you know?
Yeah. And some of the topics that you, topics isn't really quite the right word, but that's what came up for me. Anyway, some of the I am statements that you share are I am whole and I am thriving. And sometimes I feel like those two words right there would have a tremendous impact on an individual if they just repeated that over and over again, because I feel like so many people think that they're broken. And that if they could just keep reminding themselves that they're whole exactly the way that they are, man, what a powerful shift we have the potential of seeing, right?
Absolutely. Because I truly feel like global change starts. I feel like it's personal healing, then planetary healing. Because as we heal as individuals, then it creates space where we're clearing out those wounds. And then we have space where they were residing to then tend to our gifts, to tend to helping others, to tend to more deeply connecting. So I feel like it's vital that we all do our personal healing in order to create greater change. And we live in such a society of comparison, you know, where everything is better and shinier and levels of perfection are almost unattainable. And so I feel like now more than ever, we really owe it to ourselves to turn inward and feed ourselves until we arrive at this place of that wholeness.
Yeah. And we don't allow ourselves time to do that very often. You know, it reminds me of everybody's heard this numerous times, I'm sure, but putting on your own oxygen mask first, right? You know, how can you save everyone on the plane if you're not saving yourself first? But really, how can you save the world? How can you save the person in front of you? How can you help your child if you're not helping yourself first? And I don't know about you, I was not taught the importance of a healthy, well-rounded self-care. or as I call it, soul care, you know, impeccable soul care. Mm-hmm. I wasn't mm-hmm. taught that by my parents. They didn't really know, mm-hmm. you know, they didn't know. So now we are in the next generation, and there's a lot of me. However, we are realizing that it's time for a different type of reality. You know, it's time for a new mm-hmm. dream for the planet.
Absolutely. And I think, in the past it was viewed as selfish to take that time. And again, that's that outward focus of prove yourself, work harder, struggle, mm-hmm. strive, you know, overcome. And it's not working. I mean, just look at the world. Everybody is, not everybody, but, you know, we have a large collective that is burnt out. Our planet is suffering the consequences of that mindset. And I think it's ultimately one of the most unselfish acts that you can do to turn mm-hmm. inward and give yourself adequate self-care so that you are full and can live in your fullest capacity to step out in the world mm-hmm. in your power.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Listeners, I'm chatting with Elena Cochran of ElatedEarth.com. You can find all of Elena's information here on the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. We'll definitely have links for you to grab some of her work. It's beautiful, it's inspiring, and of course, I think that it helps empower and inspire your soul, and that's what we really need right now. Really, 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 really need at this time on our planet. So, and I'm also looking at another deck of yours, absolutely beautiful. You mentioned a pause earlier, and I'm always saying breathe to my daughter. Mm-hmm. She's 26. Mm-hmm. I mean, I say it to all of my kids, but my daughter, she still lives with me. So she hears it the most often, you know?
She hears it the most.
Like, breathe, Mal, just breathe. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about that. I love this deck too. You know, your work so speaks to me. So thank you for bringing it out, but let's talk about breathe. What was your inspiration here?
Well, this one is really where it all started. They're all so dear to me, but this one is really, truly my baby because I think my experience is kind of typical. You know, when you have those moments in life where you start feeling that nudge, like something is changing or there's something else I should be doing. You don't know what it is. All you have is that inkling. Mm-hmm. And so I had that for about 2 years to the point of where I was getting quite frustrated because I was actively trying to find it. Okay, I'm going to figure out what is this nudge? What is this urge that I have? And I wasn't figuring it out. So with this deck, with exception of about 3 images, I shot them all on my family's land, which is where I go mm-hmm. as often as possible to really connect. And it's part of me. It's part of my heart and my soul. And I'd ordered some prints from images I've taken just because as a photographer, I'm always taking photos. And I got them back from the lab like I have done 1,000 times. And I just had this feeling like, as I was looking through them, this is supposed to be something else. Mm-hmm. And I didn't quite know what that meant, but I talked it over with my husband and with a few friends, and I realized I wanted something more experiential, more personal than a book, to where you could really engage. And so that's mm-hmm. why I started with the deck format, because you can move them and put them in any place or direction that you want. And so this breathe deck is where it all started, this whole movement for me. And again, I wanted it to be very simple, you know, because I think in life, it's often the most simple things that are the most powerful. Breathe. Like, how much healing potential do we have in our breath? You know, our breath mm-hmm. controls obviously our life, but also our capacity to relax or to feel tension. I mean, we're so powerful and capable if we really allow ourselves to be. And so that's why I wanted to start with that. Just, I want this to be a reminder again of what we're surrounded by and who we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny, you touched on two of my favorite words in this conversation, breathe and pause. I started yoga teacher training in June, and by August I had an injury, so I couldn't finish the last third. I was in physical therapy and still working on a few things, but it's coming along. And at the beginning of teacher training, you had to share basically a message that really stood out to you for the last few years. And I remember I shared, pause. I said, that is the most important message that I have learned, you know, in the last 10 years was to pause, pause.
Yeah.
And I don't always practice it, you know, obviously I don't always practice it. I'm human. I would say that breathe and pause are two of the words that I use the most often. And I think they're so important, you know, that that we connect with that. And if you do nothing else but ground yourself and if you buy this deck and you do nothing else but take a deep breath, you know, breathe and focus on an image, I think that your life will shift as you reconnect to your inner self and to nature. It's beautiful, really beautiful. So we've got about, maybe 4 minutes left. And
gosh, it goes so fast.
I know, it goes by so fast, doesn't it? So I want to touch base real quick on your teachings. You teach meditation. So tell us a little bit about that. And are you teaching it within your community? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I teach yoga on Wednesday nights at a studio called Mark Blanchard in Mission, Kansas. And so I teach meditation there once a month, and then I've started a monthly meditation at a store called Do Good. They're a really beautiful non-for-profit with a great message of community and connection. And then I work with people on an individual basis who are looking to start their own practice. Just because I feel, I mean, coming back to meditation for me was life-changing.
Yeah.
I do it first thing in the morning, and it completely sets my day. And you know, same with me. I'm human as well, so it's not like I'm always perfectly practicing all of these things. So
right.
I start to feel like I'm slipping out of it, then I've learned, go back, you know. And even if it's 2 minutes, I believe it's not always about quantity, but just quality. You can really accomplish a lot in a short amount of time if you just, again, allow yourself to pause and connect.
Mm-hmm. And breathe.
And breathe.
And breathe. Right. So I did not see that on your bio that you were yoga teachers, but it does not surprise me at all. Not at all. I mean, right? I mean, it does not surprise me. And congratulations for doing that work, because
thank you.
It's needed. You know, somebody once said to me, oh God, there's a lot of yoga teachers in the West, right? Mm-hmm. And there is, but there's always somebody that's going to relate to your message. You know,
exactly.
I feel like if spirit guided you to do a thing, to share a message, there is always somebody that's going to connect to that message and is going to really, really need it. Okay. So now we're down to 2 minutes, and I have to ask you this. Is there a quote in there? Is there one particular image in your work or, you know, quote that really speaks to you?
Oh my goodness. That is a very tough question.
because they all do, right?
Yeah, they do. I think, I don't remember, or I don't know if you Okay. Can I read you a quick one from the book?
I would love it. Absolutely. Please, okay. please.
Every moment of our existence, we are broadcasting our personal energy into the world, either polluting or uplifting the frequency around us. Being intentional and responsible with our energy and its effect on others is to accept our role as healers. Healing is power. Being the light is power. Be brave and own your light.
Wow. That's beautiful. And it's so true and reflective of the energy that we put out, right? Well, Elena, thank you so much for joining
thank
me
you.
Here. And thank you for sharing your gift and your work with the world. I know that you and I will connect deeper. I just sense
that there's more,
you know,
there's more.
Definitely more. So thank you. Thank you for being here. And I offer you a deep bow. Amazing.
Yeah, I return that to you. And thank you for having me. I'm incredibly grateful. This was my first interview and I had a really great time. And so it was an honor to be on your show.
You're a natural. You did a great, great job. Again, listeners, visit the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. Today's guest is Elena Cochran, and you can find all of her information here. Elated Earth is her site. Thank you. Deep bow.